این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Revelation of the Teachings and the Truth for More Understanding. In the same way that He, Allah, has sent down all the teachings until it has reached to this stage, Allah has sent down the Quran. Behind the camouflage are covering one behind the other. He has sent down until it reaches to words that are agreeable with the comprehension of human beings. Yet these words are not in agreement with the understanding of humankind. The Quran starts from the beginning with the Fatihatul Kitab, or opening of the book. At the very beginning, it makes praise exclusive to Him.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Despair of the embracing mercy of the divine is itself a grievous enormity. May God protect the sinner from such an affliction." Here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the danger of losing hope in the mercy of Allah. You know, the second greatest sin is to despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This attitude reduces a person to a state of utter hopelessness. He imagines himself to be destined for hell, and therefore he sees no benefit in doing good and avoiding evil. Consequently, he tries to achieve as much worldly pleasure as possible and thus gets further involved in all kinds of sinful acts. Any other type of sinner could be pardoned if he repents. But the one who despairs does not deserve to be pardoned because the mental condition of such a person does not lead him towards repentance, but instead induces him to continue to commit further acts of transgression against Allah's commands.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
صلى الله عليه يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His glorious book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات ويعلم ما تفعلون. And He, it is who accepts repentance from His servants and pardons the evil deeds, and He knows what you do. Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 25. We should remember that despair is the worst of the sins because it implies that the connection between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creature has been severed. It signifies turning away from the divine nature. Because even if an iota of belief remains in a person's heart, he could sever relations with his nourisher and cherisher. It may be that sometimes a sort of hopelessness pervades his imagination, but he sooner recovers and repents of his sin. We must keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all of His servants and is more careful to them than their mothers. And that is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh advised us to fight against our depression in the mercy of God. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.